would you pray with me? Jesus, we thank you so much that you didn't stay dead, but that you rose from the dead. And we ask that now that you'd speak to us, God, in the power of your resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was growing up, my dad and I often spent time together working on our cars, keeping them running for my family. In order to send my siblings and me to a Christian school, my parents made heavy financial sacrifices, which included driving old cars that needed constant attention. Here is a picture of the first car I ever worked on. There it is. This is the first car I ever worked on. It's a 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88. It's as large as most boats. This picture was taken during a family vacation to the Black Hills of South Dakota in the mid-1980s. One of my favorite childhood memories is at the age of six. I was only 6 years old. I used a power drill with a heavy-duty sanding attachment to grind off the rust from the lower fenders of the car that was caused by all the salt that they use in Minneapolis to melt the ice in the wintertime. Sparks flew everywhere as I ground and ground at the rust, grinding down, removing the rotting part of our family car so that we could reconstruct it with sheet metal and so that this car could last for years to come. I remember thinking, I can't believe my dad is letting me do such a dangerous job. This is so great. Wait till mom finds out. You see, the rust on our car was an infection, which had to be dealt with at its deepest root. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It is not a myth. It is not a metaphor. It really happened, and it alone grants us the newness of life that sets us free from the rust, the infection, the decay of our own souls. Through his death, Jesus removed our sin from us and bore the consequences that we deserve.
He died,
And through his resurrection, he offers us life through union and fellowship with God. This morning, let's pause and consider what the resurrection meant for someone imperfect and confused. Someone a lot like you and me. Someone named Peter. Throughout the four Gospels, there's no other disciple whose personality shines forth as clearly as Peter's. He was a member of Christ's inner circle who often could be found alone with Jesus, along with James and John. He had a sincere faith, and he left the security of his profession to follow Jesus. Sometimes he was brash and outspoken, but underneath his rough exterior, there was a heart of gold, a heart that longed to please God. He was as flawed as any of us, and he was as genuine and sincere as the best of us. During his last meal with his disciples before his death, Jesus turned to them and he said, "My children, I will be with you only a little bit longer." You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. Peter then asked Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Refusing to accept Christ's words, Peter argued, "Lord, why can't I go with you now? I will lay down my life for you." In Mark 14 and Matthew 26, Peter declared that even if all the other disciples fall away, he will not. He never will. By this, he was claiming that where others might fail in faithfulness and commitment to Jesus, he will not. He will stand firm. He can be counted on no matter what the cost. But then Jesus turned to Peter, and he said the words that revealed the true state of Peter's heart, a state that Peter couldn't even see for himself.
So
"Will you really lay down your life for me, Peter? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Not only will Peter fail to maintain faithfulness to his Lord, but he will do the exact opposite, denying Christ, not one time, not two times, but three times.
你想想,这个彼得他不但没有维持住他坚定的信念,反而他做出了相反的事情,也就是说,他不认基督,不认耶稣,他不认耶稣几次呢,不是一次,不是两次,而是三次。
And he'll do so not in some distant future, but this very night. Can you imagine how Peter must have felt in that moment? Do you really think so little of me, Lord?
你这么小看我吗,
Do you see me not as stronger but as weaker than all the others around us?
你难道认为我比其他的信徒是比较弱而不是比较强吗?
Do you really think that the very night I promised to die for you, I will really turn and deny you?
你在说吗?好像是我今天晚上答应你我要为你舍命,而你却说我会...
When an infection lies far beneath the skin, a doctor must take a knife and cut deeply as the infection, in order to clean the wound.
伤口切开，一直切到这个发炎的这个根本的地方。The
doctor's scalpel heals by cutting deeply to the very source of the wound.
一个医生拿着手术刀，他怎么样来医治你呢？就是说，一直切掉，把你那个发炎的地方从根要切掉。Peter
did not know that evening that he was beginning to undergo a surgery of his own soul, that Christ was cutting him deeply with his words, not to wound him carelessly, but to heal him of an infection so deep that Peter didn't even know that it was there.
彼得那个时候他没有认识到一件事，就是说他当天晚上他的灵魂的深处啊要来动手术，为什么？因为他那里面有一个发炎的地方。耶稣呢要用他自己的话，就像医生用手术刀一样。
It is no accident that Christ's very next words in John 14:1 are, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
这个耶稣在那个约翰福音14章1节是这样说的：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
I'm about to be taken, and you, Peter, are beginning to experience a surgery of your soul, which will alter you forever. But do not be troubled. Trust me. Trust God. Trust me. Trust the hand of the great physician as it wounds in order to heal. The operation on Peter's heart had only just begun. Later that evening, Jesus took his disciples and they left Jerusalem. They crossed the Kidron Valley and they entered an olive grove in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当天晚上, 这个耶稣说了这话, 就同门, 过了西伦西，在那里有一个叫哥西马尼的园子，他和他门徒就进去了。
When Judas arrived, leading a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees, Jesus asked, "Who is it you want?"
那时候，犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器来到园子。耶稣知道将要临到自己的一些事，就出来说，对他们说：“你们找谁？”
"Jesus of Nazareth," they said.
他们说：“我们找拿撒勒人。”
I am he. And John tells us that when Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
大家看那个约翰福音里面是这样说的啊。耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
In this moment, they learned that Jesus was no ordinary criminal who could be intimidated and cornered by a group of soldiers.
他们在这时候倒在地上，实际上他们就认识到这个耶稣他不是一个一般的罪犯，就是他看见一队警察和兵来了就吓得要死。
Rather, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who could have walked free in that moment.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。他要是想从这个时候从兵丁那里脱身的话，那简直是一件很容易的事。
Those who had come against him with human force could not stand before the power and majesty of God.
你说兵丁用人的力量来包围这个上帝的儿子，他们能够抵抗神的大能和神的力量吗？他们不能。
Now that they knew the power of the one they were seeking to destroy, Jesus again asked them, "Who is it that you want?"
耶稣先让他们尝尝这个神的大能的威力啊，然后呢，又问他们说，你们到底找谁啊？
Jesus of Nazareth, they again said.
他们又说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。
As they began closing in on Christ to arrest him, Peter drew his sword as though the one who with his very words raises the dead, heals the crippled, gives sight to the blind, and knocked his enemies to the ground, needed him to defend him.
彼得的时候就拔出他的那个刀来，好像上帝需要他的保护一样，因为他完全是用人的力量。可是我们知道，这个上帝是，他可以叫人从死里复活，他可以叫瘸腿的人重新可以走路，他可以叫这个眼瞎的人可以看见，他怎么会需要人的帮助呢？
I'm sure that in that moment, Peter was remembering Jesus' words, predicting his weakness, and he remembered his own vow to never turn his back on Jesus.
那时候我想啊，耶稣那个彼得心里可能是这样想的，主不是今天晚上预言说我会很软弱吗？我会不认他吗？我就做给你看看。
In Peter's mind, this was the moment to act. This was the moment to stand strong, to show his commitment to Christ, to show Jesus that he really would go anywhere with him, even to death.
彼得在这时候就是想做给耶稣看看，说你看，我现在不但是坚定不移地跟你在一起，我也要，你不管到天涯海角，我要跟你一起去，我就要给你看看，不但愿意。
And so Peter clumsily attacks Jesus' arresters, and he cuts off the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest.
So Peter 拔出他的这个宝剑来，就把那个大祭司，大祭司的仆人叫做马勒，把他耳朵给右耳朵给削掉了。
Jesus then commands Peter, "Stop! Put away your sword. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father is giving me?"
耶稣就对彼得说。收刀入鞘，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
In other words, Jesus was saying, "It is the Father who is giving me this cup, Peter. Are you sure that you want to oppose him?"
实际上，耶稣就是告诉彼得，这个杯是我父要给我的，我必须喝。你难道能抵抗父的旨意吗？
You see, the infection in Peter's heart did not lead to fear or cowardice.
这个彼得心里的这个病啊，一开始并没有让他表现出来是好像很怯懦的，好像很胆小。
I believe he was willing to die for Christ in the garden that night.
在那一时刻，他可能真的是已经愿意去为主而死了。
His infection led to a different symptom, which we see earlier in Jesus' ministry.
他心里面的这个病呢，实际上有一个不同的表示方法。我们在那个耶稣早期侍奉的时候可以看见这一点。
In Mark chapter 8, verse 32, we read that Jesus plainly told the disciples that he must suffer and die, and that he would rise from the dead 3 days later.
从马可福音八章32节，就我们就可以看到说，耶稣是明明的对这个信徒这样说的，说人子必须受许多的苦，并且被杀，过三天复活。
Peter then took Jesus aside and in Matthew 16 said, Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
我们在马太和马可都可以看到啊，这耶稣一说这话，彼得就把耶稣拉到一边说，主啊，万不可如此，这是必不临到你的身上。
Jesus then replied, Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去。你是绊我脚，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
The infection of Peter's heart had a specific symptom, which was the failure to recognize what God was doing.
他心里面这个病实际上表现出来的呢，可能一开始不是那个恐惧，而是说根本就认识不到上帝的这个计划究竟是怎么样。
He kept misjudging the situation.
他每次做出判断都是错的。
He even thought he knew better than Christ and that he could correct him.
他是不是想要说，哎呀，耶稣这样做真是太笨了，我给耶稣来建议一个比较聪明的方法。
Peter opposed God's plan, which entailed Christ's crucifixion and resurrection for the salvation of the world, because he could not see, he could not understand God's redemptive purposes.
他对上帝拯救世人的计划，他没有一个，他在心里面没有一个认识。他呢，实际上呢，因为他没有这个认识，所以他做出来的呢，就是好像是对抗这个神，钉死耶稣，然后让耶稣复活，然后拯救世界这样一个伟大的计划。
He was evaluating the situation according to his human wisdom, and in doing so, he was becoming a tool of Satan by opposing God's will.
他这样做实际上是把他自己变成了一个撒旦的工具，来对抗神的意志，因为他用人的智慧怎么能够了解神的美意呢？
When guided by his own flesh, his own understanding, Peter was completely inadequate to follow Jesus.
你知道，用他自己肉体的这个意思，用他自己人的这个理解，他要想来跟随主，真的是远远不够。
His problem was not necessarily with individual sins, but with the source of his sins, namely his sin nature, his flesh, the condition of his soul that prevented him from seeing what God was doing and participating in it.
他因为用人的这个智慧来看这件事，他这个就不能够了解到上帝的伟大的计划，而且也不能参与这个上帝的伟大的计划。为什么他不能参与呢？因为他这件事不是他个别的罪，而是说他的这些罪呢，有一个最大的原因，就是说他自己是用他的肉体和用他的罪性来那个判断这件事。
After rebuking Peter for misunderstanding the things of God, Jesus gathered the disciples and the crowds around him, and he said this.If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
说完了这些话呢，主呢就是责备了基督，因为他误解了神的意思。然后耶稣在这个时候呢，就叫众人和门徒都过来，对他们说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。凡为要救自己的生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For Jesus, And later for Peter, God's plan for them involved the sacrifice of their lives.
你知道上帝对耶稣, 然后来对彼得呢也是同样的计划, 那上帝的计划是什么呢? 就是说, 首先他们要牺牲他们在世上的生命。
God demands that we lay down our lives, that we sit in the electric chair, that we put our head in the guillotine, that we take up our cross and we follow Him, no matter what the cost.
上帝要我们背起十字架来跟随他, 即使我们要坐电椅,
I've been so moved these last few weeks by the accounts I have read of our brothers and sisters in Beijing who are even now following Jesus at tremendous personal cost.
我这些礼拜啊,就是看到北京守望教会这样的被迫害,然后他们还是坚定不移地跟随着主,我真的是心里很感动。
They are such an example to us of what Jesus was talking about in this very passage about taking up our cross and following Him.
你想看一个怎么样背起十字架来跟随主的榜样呢？那他们这些兄弟姐妹就是我们的榜样。
And as we do this, as we take up our cross and follow Jesus sacrificially, laying down our lives for Him, We begin to experience the death of our sinful flesh. We begin to have in mind the things of God rather than the things of men. Jesus was calling Peter to a deep surgery of the soul in which the infection caused by sin would be cut open, cleansed, and healed. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter still did not see. He still did not understand. And so he watched as his Lord allowed himself to be led away by the same soldiers who just moments before had been knocked to the ground.
这些兵丁啊,刚才耶稣讲了一句话,他们就倒在地上,现在呢,耶稣就让他们把他的,就那个,给带走,那耶稣,彼得呢,只能在旁边观看。Cautiously,
Peter and another disciple followed the band of soldiers that had just arrested Christ into the courtyard of the high priest.
就是很小心翼翼的,这是彼得和另外一个门徒呢,就跟着这些兵丁呢,一直来到这个大祭司的那个院子。When
Peter received permission to enter, the girl standing guard at the door said, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?"
那当时哈,他们到那个看门的门口的时候,看门的使女就对彼得说,你不也是这人的门徒吗?
He replied, "I am not."
他回答说,不是。
Because it was cold, Peter then joined a group of servants and officials warming themselves by a fire.
因为天就生了炭火,站在那里烤火,彼得也同他们站着烤火。
Again, someone asked him, "You aren't one of his disciples, are you?"
西门彼得正站着烤火,有人对他说,你不也是他的门徒吗?
He denied it again, "I am not."
彼得不承认,说我不是。
And then a relative of Malchus, the man whose ear Peter had just cut off, said, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?"
那大使有大祭司的一个仆人,是彼得削掉耳朵的那个人的亲属,对彼得说,我不是看见你同他在俄西玛丽园里吗?
Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment, a rooster began to crow.
彼得又不承认,那是基督教。
Luke tells us that immediately after Peter's third denial, Jesus turned and looked straight at Peter.
在路加福音22章你可以看到,这个彼得第三次不认主了,主呢就转过身来看彼得。
finally the infection of Peter's heart spilled out in a way that he himself could see it and acknowledge it.
这下他可以很清楚地看到他的这个弱点究竟在哪。Earlier
he had attacked when he should have stood still, and now he pretended he didn't know Jesus when he should have openly declared his allegiance.
当时啊，他应该站在那里不动，但是他却很茫然，很盲目的就拔出一个刀了。现在他应该公开的承认他就是耶稣的门徒，他却假装自己是他却不承认。He
just couldn't get it right.
他每次做都做错。
He had tried to take a heroic stand in human strength with his sword, and now he was trying to maneuver with his human wisdom, trying to deflect unwanted attention.
不管是他的蛮勇，还是他这时候的怯懦，他都是想要用人的勇气和人的智慧来做成这一件事。
In each of these instances, his sinful nature, his flesh was guiding him, leading him in the direction that was the exact opposite of God's will. He was unwilling to let go of his human strength and his human wisdom in order to follow Jesus in the costly vulnerability that God requires. Now his human attempts to follow Christ in his own way, on his own terms, had led to his public denials of his Lord. Jesus had said, "The one who wants to save his life will lose it, but the one who loses his life for my sake will find it." Peter was very close in this moment to saving his life, but losing it in a far more ultimate way. But thankfully, he could now finally see the infection in his heart, and so he broke down and wept bitterly. He wept because he finally saw his complete inadequacy, his utter inability to follow Jesus. He finally saw that when trying to do the right thing, he so often did the wrong thing. Our Lord is the good physician who never uncovers a wound that he does not intend to heal, who never pierces an infection that he does not intend to cleanse. After Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead, he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me more than these? Do you love me? Do you love me, Peter?" 耶稣从死里复活的那天晚上，他又问彼得一连问了三次：“你爱我吗？这些更深吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？” Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, You know that I love you. And again he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得说, 我爱你。 是的, 主, 你知道我爱你。
Finally, after being asked a third time, Peter was hurt. But it was necessary that Peter answered a third time in order to match his three denials of Christ.
你知道吗？为什么上帝，为什么主要问他第三次吗？ 因为他必须承认他爱主三次，因为他当时不认主也是三次。
He was experiencing surgery, and he was experiencing the healing of his soul.
他那个时候就是灵魂深处的是在动手术。
Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
Finally, Peter was not rising up in human strength. He was not maneuvering according to human wisdom.
你看现在，这个彼得终于做到了，就是不是用人的力量和人的智慧，来耍小聪明。He
answered simply, meekly, in the childlike vulnerability that the world views as weakness, but that God sees as true strength.
他在对答耶稣的时候， 他很谦卑，就像一个小孩子一样。这样子，他这样子来做呢，我们从这个从世人的观点来看呢，是很虚弱。但是上帝要我们这样做，因为我们这样，只有我们这样做才是最刚强的。Lord,
you know that I love you.
主，你知道我爱你。
Among the disciples gathered around Jesus that morning on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Peter surely felt that he was the least deserving.
你像当天在加利利海，海边上，耶稣复活，跟那个所有的信徒在一起。当时呢，彼得呢，一定是觉得自己是所有信徒当中最不配。Surely
he thought that if anyone there, any disciple, deserved to be rejected, it would be him.
如果他当时可能在想说，如果这些门徒里面有一个耶稣要想踢开一个人的话，那他是最值得被踢开的。But
in that moment, we see the grace of God beyond anything that Peter could have expected or even hoped for.
但是就在这时候，彼得所想不到的这个神的大恩就临到他。Three
times Christ raises him up. Three times Christ commissions him to minister.
你看耶稣三次把他兴起，然后三次把这个
After each of Peter's confessions of love, Jesus says, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep.
他每次跟神，在他每次跟主耶稣说我爱你的时候，主耶稣都说你喂养我的羊，你喂养我的小羊，你喂养我的羊。Jesus
was calling Peter to be a shepherd, to be one of the greatest leaders of the early church.
耶稣对于彼得的呼召就是，你要做到牧者，而且你要做这个早期教会的当中的一个最伟大的领袖。How
though could Peter ever deserve such an honor in light of his denials of Christ?
这么崇高的一个呼召，彼得配得吗？他可能我们可能觉得，他既然三次不认主，那他是不配得的。Exactly. 但是神说他是配得的。You
see, Peter was ready to lead because Jesus had dealt with him. Jesus had dealt with the infection in his soul.
你知道他心里的这个生锈，这个感染，因为上帝已经对付过，既然主已经对付过，他现在就可以做教会的领袖。Now
he knew that he was chosen by grace, by God's grace, in spite of his own inadequacies.
通过这件事呢，彼得就认识到，不是因为他能做什么，他的能力有多大而被拣选，上帝拣选他，完全是本乎恩。He
had undergone a surgery of his soul, a surgery that would alter his life forever. And he was finally beginning to have in mind the things of God rather than the things of men.
他经过这样一次这个大手术以后，他的生命完全的改变。 从这时候开始，他就体贴上帝的事，而不是体贴人的事。
The former Franciscan priest, Brennan Manning, speaks of our sinful flesh as the imposter that tries to exert itself in place of our true self that's redeemed and loved by God.
我们现在讲的这样一个很有名的神父叫 Brennan Manning， 他在这个书里面写到说，我们常常魔鬼假装是我们真正的自我来欺骗我们。Manning
describes the imposter as the slick, sick, and subtle impersonator of my true self.
这个 Manning 神父他在书里是这样说的，说魔鬼所假装的这样一个人呢。
It's the self that refuses to accept that my true self, centered in Christ, is really more likable, more attractive, and more real than the fallen self.
我自己就是说，我自己已经被上帝拯救，我实际上是一个很值得喜。 神喜乐的人，但是魔鬼常常会跟我说谎话。Manning
knows this imposter well.
他对于这个魔鬼的计划呢，真的是很了解。In
the mid-1970s, after many years of fruitful ministry, Manning was successfully serving as a campus minister at Broward Community College in Florida when he experienced a sudden, devastating collapse into alcoholism.
他知道这个魔鬼对人的欺骗的计划，他就是有切身体验。为什么呢？因为在70年代中期，他已经牧养牧会啊，牧了很多年，而且这时候正在在那个佛罗里达的一个社区大学里面呢，正在做很成功的在做他这个校园牧师的职位。那突然呢，他就有几个月突然他开始酗酒。
After struggling through 6 months of treatment, he emerged with a fresh sense of God's grace and a renewed desire to minister.
然后他就是很挣扎，挣扎了6个月，一直在那里就是那个医治，然后医治了6个月以后呢，他终于好了。他然后他从那个酗酒的医治的地方出来的时候，他对于上帝的恩典。
His speaking tours and books have now touched countless lives throughout the evangelical world as he reminds us of Christ's reckless, tender love for sinners like Peter, like you and like me.
他经常的巡回演讲，而且呢也写了很多书。他为了要我们知道一件事，也就是说，上帝耶稣爱我们，不但是 温柔的爱我们，而且是不顾一切的在爱我们。上帝爱我们，就像他爱彼得，爱你和爱我一样。This
morning, our risen Lord approaches each of us as he approached Peter, so long ago on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
你知道2000年以前，这个耶稣在那个加利利海，对彼得所说的那些话。
Some here today might feel so ashamed of what you've done that you almost didn't come here this morning.
那有的人啊，你们今天早上来的时候肯定是很勉强，因为你们觉得对你们过去的行为觉得很羞辱。
You cannot possibly imagine that God loves you.
你想我，你可能自己在想，我这么一个不堪的人，上帝怎么会爱我呢？
You have company this morning. Because next to you stands broken Peter.
你知道吗？你这样感觉的人不是你一个人哦。彼得也是这样的一个人，他是不完美的人，他是充满了缺点的人。
The good news today is that Jesus Christ bore every sin that you and I have ever committed when he hung on the cross, and when he hung on that cross, he removed that sin from us.
今天的好消息，我要向大家宣布的就是。
He paid the penalty of death that you and I deserve before a righteous God.
在公义的神面前要付出的那个死的代价，他替我们付了。
And he did this not to fill us with shame, but to take all shame from us forever, and to fill us with the love, the hope, and the life of God.
他这样做难道是要羞耻我们？不是，而是要我们从此以后可以抬起头来，因为我们知道神对我们只有爱，而且神也是我们唯一的盼望，我们跟神一样有神的生命。
Today, allow the good physician to pierce your soul with his word of correction, his word of forgiveness, and his word of love.
今天就让这个最好的医师进到你的灵里面来，他进来就像一把手术刀来把你的灵切开，而他的这把刀呢，就是神的话。
Do not shy from his hand as he reveals the infection in your soul.
他把你的这个生命切开，来暴露出你的缺点的时候，千万不要害羞，不要逃跑。
Let us stand in vulnerability before our Lord, knowing that He only wounds us in order to heal us and to raise us up anew in the power of His resurrection.
我们要认识到，上帝来，好像伤到我们，实际上是为了医治我们，要我们能够。
Today, if you know you are experiencing God's surgery in your soul, or if you would like to learn more about what it means to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, please stay behind after the service. As others are going to eat their lunch, just come up to the front and I'll be here and I will pray with you.
Amen.